Hello, everyone. I'm Anthony. I'm doing a response to something I heard on the news. In reference to football. Again, my name is Anthony. I've been a fan of the Rams since 1984. And been a follower of the team ever since. Student of the game. Grew up. Spent 10 years playing football. Another 15 years coaching. Now going into my 16th year. My second year as a head coach. So lots of time spent in football. I have a library of over 480 games that I've kept for my own personal library over the years. So quite a big fan. Now I want to get into it because the Patriots, once again, were caught cheating. Yeah, wait till you hear my input. Okay, so let me get right into it. This is the second time that the Patriots have beaten the Rams in a Super Bowl, and the very next year, something came out about them cheating or recording games. Now, the question on Mike and Mike this morning, or not Mike and Mike anymore, whatever it's called, the Golic and Wingo show, is do people care? Do people really care about this? Well, I'll tell you something. If you believe in the integrity of the game and you actually want fair outcomes, you better care about this. And if you're a Patriot fan, you better be getting tired of this. Because if this is the way your team does business, it's fine. You can have all the rings you want, but every single one of them have an asterisk and they're illegitimate. You know, the other question that Mike and Wingo talked about today was, I mean, why would they film the 1-8 Bengals? I mean, honestly, why would they film the 1-8 Bengals? The answer is because they film everybody. That's what they do. They film them whether they're 0-8, 8-0, it doesn't matter. They film them. And again, you know, I was willing to accept the loss last year's Super Bowl and say, you know what, we just got outcoached. That's just the way it is. But for the second time in my lifetime, I've seen an unstoppable Rams offense, something nobody had an answer for. And magically in the Super Bowl, they produced the fewest points they scored all year long in one game. Well, yeah, the fewest points they had all year long in one game. I mean, it was even lower than their 6-point output in Chicago. And I'm left thinking to myself, after hearing once again that the Bengals now were being videotaped by the Patriots, I'm left to think to myself and go, you know what's really odd about this is who's the Bengals quarterback coach or the Bengals head coach? It's the Rams' former quarterback's coach. So you get a little bit of the Rams' ideology. You get a little bit of the Bengals' ideology. You figure out this new offense. There's more than one reason to film the Bengals. And some of it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm left scratching my head because part of me wants to get really, really mad and just go off. And then part of me just kind of laughs and go, no. And that's really where I'm at. Put another tick in the corner of the league cheats and everyone should know it by now. Whether the outcomes are rigged or not, like I think, I will tell you at the very least, the teams like the Patriots, they get away with whatever they want to get away with. If the NFL really wanted to send a message after the Patriots cheated in Super Bowl 36, they'd have put an asterisk next to that Super Bowl and made some kind of a historical notation that the Patriots had cheated to win that game. Not difficult to do. Ask baseball. They put asterisks next to things for less reasons than that. But, you know, once again, the NFL, they cover their tracks. They play like they hate the Patriots. They play the cards right. But they don't, I mean, Sean Payton got suspended for an entire season for something he didn't even do. His D coordinator did. And yet Bill Belichick wasn't suspended a single game for orchestrating a videotaping of a team before a Super Bowl. You tell me the league isn't rigged. I implore you to tell me what your reasoning is behind that. This thing is as fake as the WWF. It really is. The only difference is the WWF doesn't hide from the fact that their games are fixed. You got this guy Shaw for the Cardinals who got caught betting on games, and yes, he bet on his own team's games. And you know, the reaction I got from some, and I'm not trying to put Eric on blast because he wasn't the only one to say this, was, well, he was suspended he was on the IR for the year. He had no connections with the team. Dude, if you really believe that a player on a football team due to an injury, has no contact with his players, with his teammates, with his buddies? You're living in fantasy land. Of course he has contact with his boys. He has all the inside information because he's still a part of the team just because he's injured. Now, in reference to this, did the Patriots film the Rams? I think unequivocally, yeah. Look, if they're going to film the 1-8 Bengals, they're going to film the Rams prior to the Super Bowl. And they've already done it once and got away with it. Why wouldn't they do it again? And yes, they got away with it. Don't you can miss me with that nonsense that they were punished. They weren't punished. It was a $500,000 fine for a multi-billion dollar organization. They lost a first and a second round pick that they later traded and got back anyway through the draft in a trade. And now they don't even draft first rounders half the time because they're so far back on the end. And when you're the Super Bowl champion and you're the 32nd overall pick of the draft, losing your first round pick is like losing a second round pick. It's not that big of a deal. So I'm just infuriated that this continues to happen and people like Golic and Wingo continue to sit on their rear ends and act like it's okay and it's no big deal. Why are you putting lipstick on this pig? Call it for what it is until everyone comes out and says this is ridiculous and not acceptable. Nothing's going to change. You want to know why Roger Goodell will never be fired as the commissioner of the National Football League? Because the owners, he needs 32 teams, or I think he needs to be voted out. I think he needs 26, right? He needs 26. Well, I promise you, there's at least 12 teams that will not want him gone because they know they're going to get a playoff berth. They're going to get a championship opportunity. They're going to get a Super Bowl appearance because he predicts, he does this crap every March. He calls the owners in a room and he goes, you're going, you're going, you're out, you're out, you're out, you're going, you're going. You're in the Super Bowl, you're in the Super Bowl. Get your teams ready. And the officials are in the room too to hear it. I'm convinced that is happening. And no one's going to talk me out of it. Because every single year, another layer of that onion gets pulled back and more proof is in the pudding. I think the Rams are going to make the playoffs. I really do. Do I think they're a playoff caliber team? Not particularly. But do I think the NFL can't afford the Rams to not make the playoffs? Absolutely. Who do you think the NFL wants in the postseason for money purposes? The Rams and Jared Goff and Todd Gurley and Sean McVay, or the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins and Zimmerman or Zimmer? I mean, it's a no-brainer. Now, we'll see if it unfolds, because the Rams could still theoretically screw things up. But the reason officials don't get punished for ridiculous blown call after ridiculous blown call is because they're told to do so. And as I continue to say, you don't fire people that do the job you tell them to do. Period. You don't suspend them, you don't fine them, and you don't fire them. Well, riddle me this once again, Batman. Why has no NFL official been fired, suspended, or fined? Answer, to me, is clear, because they're told to do so. If they can get in contact with New York during replay, you don't think they can get in contact with New York during TV timeouts? Guys, it's time to wake up. Until Goodell is gone, the days of rigging the league is in full throat. I don't believe that Paul Tagliabue did this. I don't believe that Pete Rozelle did this. But I unequivocally believe that that human pile of fecal matter posing as an NFL commissioner is 100% doing it. Because it's cheap revenue. Put the teams in that are popular in the playoffs, like the Steelers. That is not a playoff team. That is a garbage dumpster fire that is somehow winning football games. Don't even get me started with the worst team in the playoff bracket right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a farce, guys. You should be angry. You should be infuriated. And if you're one of those teams that can never seem to get out of its own way and get into the playoffs, take some solace in knowing you're not allowed to get off the mat. They're forcing you through script to continue to job to these other NFL teams. That's what these teams are. You have 20 teams that are jobbers for the other 12. That's it. They're jobbers. You might get the occasional upset to kind of appease Vegas and all these gamblers, but they're jobbers. They're unequivocal jobbers. Now, if you don't know what a jobber is, it's a wrestling term for a guy who goes out there specifically for the purpose to lose to the big guys in the Monday night Raws and the Thursday night, or now Friday night SmackDowns, before the pay-per-view. That's all they are. They're guys you never heard of that have no chance of beating the big name on the ticket. And that's what these 20 NFL teams are. And it's a shame. And I hear fans getting pissed at their owners. And they should, because their owners are taking this willingly, going, okay, I'll play along, when the owners should be speaking out. I think the players are in on it too, at least some of them. Again, the Rams' reaction to that fumble against the Steelers, when it was obviously an incomplete pass, that told me that McVay, Goff, and the whole team was in on it. Sorry, but they were. Because that's not your reaction when you have a call of that significance at the end of a half that literally will turn the momentum of the game completely against you. And the Rams never recovered. They never recovered. So, you know, I don't know how you don't get a 15-yard penalty as a head coach in that situation. Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to move the Steelers 15 yards closer to kick it out of the end zone? Okay. But the message you send to your team, to your fans, and to your players is significantly more than that 15-yard penalty that they're going to kick into the end zone anyway. I don't know, guys. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need. And the fact that the Patriots will once again get away with this, because people will either poo-poo it off, or the NFL will go, well, there wasn't enough evidence and it was probably their production crew. Because that's what the Patriot fans are going to say. Oh, we have a TV show and they were filming for the TV show, and that's just what they do. And we got permission from the Browns, we just didn't get permission from the Bengals. Well, yeah, you probably told the Browns, hey, we're filming the Bengals, do you mind? And the Browns are like, no, go right ahead. Of course, the Browns are stupid, because then they're going to have film on you. But, you know, no one said these people were smart. So, anyway, guys, that's my rant on this situation. I don't doubt for a New York minute that the Patriots did this. And again, to answer the question, why would they film a 1-8 team? It's simple. Because they film you no matter what your record is. Because that's the Patriot way. Cheat, cheat, cheat. And if you get caught, cheat again. It doesn't matter, because the penalty will never be more than the outcome that you are seeking. So cheat to win championships and be the most viled franchise in NFL history. Who cares? We've got rings and banners. And every single one of them is illegitimate and, in my opinion, a farce. And now, I'm not going to say I think. I know the Patriots filmed the Rams. Period. We know they did. When and where? That's up for conversation. But the fact that the Rams only scored 3 points against the Patriots, a point total they didn't score against any other opponent all season long, and played better defenses than the New England Patriots for quite a bit of that season. I mean, they played the Bears, they played the Eagles, they played the Saints even were playing better D towards the end of the year. And then they score three against that team when Chung went out with an injury. Broke his arm in the second quarter, and the Rams still can't score a touchdown or get more than 3 points against the New England Patriots. Boy, I tell you what, my eyes were wide opened, or were open wide after this story broke. So, once again, the Cheatriots strike again. That's the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to it. Give me a thumbs up on the YouTube channel when I post that I'm putting this video up, if you like what you heard. Thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. God bless, and have a wonderful Christmas season. Bye.